6:19. Time to get up, get moving. Here's Prince for you. And Revolution. Purple Rain, of course. You're with Sonny Fox. Good morning there.
6:23 a.m.
6:23. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Home of the new music playoffs. That's what you're on right now. Y100 tonight, 8 o'clock. You vote for your favorite song and pick the one that'll be hits. Well, we hope you do anyway. Yeah. Been pretty good so far. It's partly cloudy for a forecast today. High 75. Not a bad day at all. 66 in Miami, 67 at Y100. And some of the contest winners from Miami Vice from around the country are in town this week. If you're listening right now, up nice and early. Congratulations. Enjoy Miami. A lot of people in town. Billy Graham Crusade is in town. Several big golf tournaments are going on. AFL-CIO is having their convention here. Yeah. Obviously, of course, Miami Grand Prix is coming up this weekend. So if you haven't got a hotel room and you're looking to get one, good luck to you. Von Armondale was in town yesterday, too. Excuse me, hold on. Sonny Fox, good morning.
Good morning, Sonny. This is Walter.
Mr. Mondale?
Yeah, well, it's not Walter Cronice.
What's that all noise in the background?
Oh, that's the traffic, Mr. Fox. I'm speaking to you from a payphone at the parking lot of the Bell Harbor Shops in Miami.
What are you doing in the parking lot?
Well, there was a small mix-up with my reservations, Mr. Fox. I couldn't get a room for last night.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that. By the way, you're down here in Florida, nice weather. How do you find the beach?
Oh, well, from here, Mr. Fox, you go past the Pepsi machine, between the Bob's Barricades, and you turn left at the dumpster, and there it is.
No, man. How do you like the beach?
Oh, I liked it just fine, I suppose, Mr. Fox, but it was a little hard.
What do you mean, a little hard?
Well, that's where I had to sleep last night.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, no, that's good, Mr. Fox.
Huh?
Well, it gave me a little insight into the common man.
Oh, I guess that's good.
Oh, that's bad.
What?
Yeah, I got robbed by a common man.
Right. That's too bad.
No, actually, that's good, Mr. Fox.
Why?
Well, I didn't have any money on me.
Oh, that's good.
Well, no, that's bad.
Why?
That's because he took all of my clothes.
Your clothes?
That's right, Mr. Fox. I'm standing here naked. I'm about to freeze to death.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's not so bad either, though.
Why is that?
Well, actually, it's good. I got an all-over tan.
Oh, that's good.
Well, no, now that's bad.
Why?
Well, because I'm standing here naked at the payphone, and the police officer's headed this way.
Oh, no.
Yes. What, officer? What? Wait a minute. I can't come with you. I'm Walter Mondale. Well, you're not Geraldine Ferraro. You don't look like her at all. Mr. Fox, I better go straighten this out so I can finish my my speech before the AFL-CIO this morning.
Oh, yeah, they're going to thank you for running last year.
No, they're going to thank me for not running next time around. Thank you and goodbye.
Well, good luck, sir.
Now, listen, officer, what's the matter, lady? Haven't you ever seen a politician before?
Y100, Ron Hersey and the News, next. Y100, where it's always sunny in the morning.
The Blue Monster is waiting for pros who think they have what it takes. The 24th annual Doral Eastern Open at the Doral Country Club, February 18th through 24th. 150 pros, including defending champion Tom Kite, Seve Ballesteros, and Jack.
Here's Ron Hersey. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Sonny. You know, yesterday was President's Day.
Yes, right.
And they carried out an age-old tradition yesterday in the Senate chambers. Senator Paula Hawkins read the entire text of George Washington's farewell address.
Oh, yeah, it's a yearly thing.
Yeah, it took her 39 minutes to get through it as she stood in the empty Senate chamber. One senator was sitting there listening, and, of course, tourists filed in from time to time, but she stood there and read it almost to herself the whole time.
She almost broke a speed record.
Yeah.
She read it almost faster than it's ever been read before. I guess with only one person there, you want to get it over with.
But anyway, we wanted you to know the tradition was carried out, and they picked Senator Hawkins from our area to carry on their tradition this time around. I'm sure she was thrilled to do it.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who that senator was that was sitting in there all the time.
Somebody with nothing to do, right?
Yeah, really. All the others, you know, they had the day off, so they took off. They're not going to sit around and listen to it. I guess they heard it last year. Coming up, that Avianca cargo jet that was detained last week has been returned to the airline. Among other things, we'll take a look at the top 10 motion pictures across the country next on Y100.
What you doing?
Putting pinstripes on my car.
What for?
Big race coming up. Miami Grand Prix.
Grand Prix, huh?
Yeah. I want to make this the pace car.
This bucket? Besides, they already got a pace car. at Warren Henry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mazda RX-7.
Yeah?
Lots of pinstriping. Looks real slick.
Thought he was a Volvo dealer. You know, no runaround.
Sells Mazdas, too.
What's he got?
Everything.
Tell me about it.
RX-7s.
Uh-huh.
626s.
Is that so?
Yeah. GLCs.
Yeah?
Trucks.
And he's got the pace car.
Yep. Giving it away.
What? They're giving away the pace car?
Yeah.
Here, hold this thing. I'm going to Warren Henry and sign up.
But...
the pace car! I don't believe it.
But...
listen, could you put away all this paint?
But you don't have to.
Can't talk now. Gotta get over to Warren's. And tell Millie I'll be late for dinner.
But there's plenty of time. Warren Henry Mazda's open all week. Warren Henry Mazda, Highway 441 and 189th Street. We've got the pace car. Somebody's gonna win it. Maybe you. But you gotta go sign up. No obligation. While you're there, check out all the cars.
That Avianca cargo jet detained for 3 days after more than a ton of coke turned up in a flower shipment last week has been returned to the Colombian airline in motion pictures across the country for this week. Mickey and Bond is 10. That's the Dudley Moore film.
Didn't you see that?
No.
Oh, somebody did. Well, I think it wasn't you.
Sorry. Ghoulies is 9.
What's, Ghoulies?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know. Excuse me. Come in. What do you want?
Yeah, my cousin was a ghoulie.
He was?
Yeah, he played for the Edmonton Oilers.
Get out of here.
Oh, no. Where am I? Oh, the Cotton Club is number 8. 7, The Perils of Gwendolyn. A Nightmare on Elm Street is 6. 5, That's Dancin'. The Flamingo Kid is 4. A Passage to India 3. The Falcon and the Snowman 2. The number 1 film is still Beverly Hills Cop with Eddie Murphy. Blood banks throughout the area are in particular need of type O blood. The Hollywood Blood Center is open for donations. For more information, give them a call. Weather's next.
You know why Tidy Cat 3 is America's number one cat box filler?
Ooh, look for a game card and complete rules on specially marked bags of Tidy Cat 3. No purchase necessary. On sale now at your local Albertson stores.
Only the best.
Robert Stagg, that's great. Hey, Rico, run down to the store, give me a cup of Java, some bean juice, you know, coffee.
The black stuff, you
know. Yeah, right.
Where's my weather forecast? Oh, partly cloudy today, high of 75. What are the temperatures, Sonny?
What are the temperatures? 66 in Miami and 67. That's your number one.
Right, and that's what's happening this Tuesday, February 19th, 1985.
Yes. February 19th, 1973. Y 100, yo, little brother. That's Nolan Thomas there. 6:39 with Sunny Fox. Here's your weather forecast for today: partly cloudy. Pardon me. High of 75, 66 in Miami, and 67 at Y 100. With more free tickets to go see the Pointer Sisters in concert this Saturday night at the Sunrise Musical Theater. Keep listening for your chance to call in and win your free tickets. Okay. Oh, well, by the way, Ron, we've the news story you just read about Paula Hawkins.
Oh, yeah, somebody called about it.
Yeah, that's right. If somebody, if you just woke up and missed the story, Paula Hawkins was chosen this year to read George Washington's farewell address on President's Day. Only one senator was in the chamber at the time, but she read it in record speed. And we have a recording of that, as a matter of fact. Do you want to roll there? Here's Paula Hawkins yesterday after this chamber. Want to roll that tape? Hello? Oh, I guess we'll have that tape in just a moment, folks. It's not ready yet? Fine, great. We'll have Paula Hawkins in just a moment. Right now, here's Huey Lewis and the news for you. Don't go away, Senator Fenn. Y-100. Yeah, Huey Lewis in the news. Just discussing the rock and wrestling connection last night on MTV. It was funny. You'll have more of that on the sportscast. Mr. T was there and everything. By the way, we got the recording now of Senator Paula Hawkins reading the George Washington's farewell address to one other senator yesterday.
In record speed.
In record speed. And he's the only one senator was watching. You want to roll that tape now this time? Go ahead.
Senator, it's my pleasure this year to read George Washington's farewell address.
Well, we'll get back to that a little later.
You Oughta Do It has just opened two more of the largest auto parts stores in Florida. In Plantation at 441 and Davie Boulevard, and another in Margate at the Coconut Creek Shopping Center at Coconut Creek Parkway and Banks Road next to Sears.
Well, it's bubble yum, because you've outgrown the sugar, not the fun.
The Löwenbräu Grand Prix of Miami, the world's richest road race. Now Nationwide Auto Parts wants you to win a free pair of Y100 seats to the race. No purchase necessary. Just come into Nationwide, your low-price, good advice auto parts store. Register to win and you could experience the thrills, the magic, the electrifying moments that make Miami the Grand Prix city. Come to Nationwide now through February 19th. Register and you could win the seats to the race. The Miami Grand Prix 1985.
All right, now with the 1985 school lunch menu. Well, I want to hear more details on that wrestling, rock and wrestling.
Oh, yeah, the sports are going to be full of it this morning because I had live coverage up. Jackie was up there, and I got some cuts for myself as well. So we'll be able to bring the whole rocking wrestling connection to you if you missed it.
All right. Now with the Dade County menu, here's Athlete's Foot.
An oven-charred cheeseburger on a bun today.
Really?
Yes, sir. Burrito, hard-cooked eggs, cottage cheese. A chopped egg salad sandwich.
Oh.
Chilled peaches, cherry garnish, mixed vegetables with butter sauce, tater tot, chocolate chip cookie, and milk.
Mm. That's it?
Well, what else do you want? A little veal cordon bleu?
Maybe? Okay, sure. And Broward beefaroni, tossed salad, peaches, French bread, jello with whipped toffee. Milk. Additional secondary choices, turkey a la king, or baked sausage sub, ham sandwich sandwich. No.
Ham salmon sandwich.
Ham salad sandwich or chef salad. French fries and tater tots, broccoli or peas and carrots, orange pineapple juice, tossed salad, pineapple chunks will be there, peaches, plain cake or butter cookie.
She was at the Rock and Wrestling Connection last night, too. I saw her dripping all over the second row.
Oh. Now here's Ron with Palm Beach.
For breakfast, it's cereal, fruit or juice, and milk. For lunch, ravioli with meat sauce.
Oh.
Or, ravioli. Or the Big Virginia.
Howdy, ma'am.
The Plenty of Pasta Salad Bar, Corn Cobette will be there.
Oh.
She was at the wrestling thing, too.
Well, kind of.
Get a golden French fries, garden salad, fruit or juice, milk. Secondary kids get milk or a milkshake. That's lunch or breakfast in Palm Beach.
Sunny in the morning.
Good morning, 648.
Finish line in the race to put you into the official pace car of the Löwenbräu Grand Prix of Miami. It's a $17,000 Mazda RX-7, and this Sunday, someone just like you will win it. The last of the 100 keys go this week right here. Keep listening for your chance to cop a key and win the car.
Y-100.
Nice drive. Good morning. You're with Sunny Fox, 655. Your weather forecast today looks pretty good. Partly cloudy, high about 75 degrees. And not much chance of rain. 66 in Miami, 67 at your number one. The station with the juice to get you a Miami Vice. That's right. Send a snapshot of your best Miami Vice look to Y100 Miami Vice 33138. And four lucky winners will each get a guest appearance on the show seen on NBC, Channel 7 over there. And get it, but this one guy, picture of one person in the room, Mr. Grease, I think the other couple. Hey, by the way, we talked about Paula Hawkins reading George Washington's farewell address to the other congressman, whoever that was. Only one guy was listening yesterday. Also, speaking of Florida and legislators passing things, we might have a new welcome song here, right?
Yeah, North Miami Senator Gwen Margolis is passing legislation to have us have an official welcome song. We already have an official state song way down upon the Suwannee River. Which one you hear a lot on Y100, I'm sure. But we don't have an official welcome song. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we're going to get one. It's called Simply Florida. I don't have the lyric sheet right in front of me, but suffice to say, it ain't exactly Prince and the Revolution.
Yeah, exactly. So we got a new song.
Right? I wouldn't be too sure about that being our official welcome song. After all, the jury isn't in yet.
Well,
I've got
right.
Another one I wrote, because the first one with Larry LaSalle didn't go over too well this morning.
Yeah,
so
right.
Here's my rendition, Florida, We Love You, Florida, by George Gump. You ready, Art? Hit it. Florida is one of a kind. Palm trees and lots of sunshine. People lay around the beach all day. Bikinis and wet t-shirts too. Water's green, the sky is blue. When old folks drive their cars, get out of the way.
Thanks a lot, George.
Now there's more.
What? Oh.
Claude Pepper and old Gov Graham. We've got Vice and we've got Sand. Come and spend your money right away. Mm-mm. Latin food and gators too. There's so many things to do. The bales they wash up on the beach aren't made of hay.
Oh, God, yeah.
All right, people got no taste.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Y100's Athlete's Foot with the Sports, next.
The Totally Tropic Sale featuring white and pre-washed Levi's 501s for students and young men. Only $24.99 at all county stations, including the one in Cutley Ridge.
Late night laughs are yours with Oscar and Felix and Archie and Edith. Weeknights at 11 on Florida's Superstation, the new WBFS TV 33. Oscar Madison has a roommate.
Get out of my life.
His name is Felix Unger.
Do you realize you're practically telling me you don't want me here anymore?
Together, they're the odd couple, and they're a lot of fun. Then weeknights at 11:30 on TV 33. Archie's fortune is worth 1,000 laughs on All in the Family.
I'll open mine first to see what my fortune says about me.
Big wins come from empty caves.
Edith and Archie have a very funny relationship.
Listen, Edith. Getting bored is a very big part of being man.
But not of watching All in the Family. Laughing is a very big part of that. Weeknights at 11, The Odd Couple. At 11:30, All in the Family. Both on the new TV 33.
Florida Superstation.
WBFS TV.
We got sports this morning. Would you welcome, please, from the Studio B, Bar and Grill. Here's Athlete's Foot.
Thanks a lot, Sonny. My voice is a little hoarse from the Rockin' Wrestling Connection last night at MTV. I was quite into it. But anyway, only 4 days now the Grand Prix. Preston Henn and A.J. Foyt are back together again for the race, so they'll be out there. Lynn St. James, I think she's driving again. My favorite, best-looking woman sports car and race
right
car
on.
Driver.
Yeah.
Who happens to reside right down the street here.
Well, you did lose your voice, didn't you?
Yeah, well, again, it was a very exciting event. We'll get to that in a minute. Also, at the Doral, they're having their shootout today. That's where they have, I think it's 10 golfers. Trevino, Ballesteros, Kite, Bean, a lot of big names. And they eliminate one each hole, and then the guy that's left gets $2,500 in the use of a Gus Machado car for
really?
A year.
Yeah.
Look out, Gus. I bet Lee Trevino wins it because he's the best hustler in the group.
Whoa.
Diver Greg Louganis of the University of Miami, of course, former Olympic champion, won the Sullivan Award last night in New York. The award denotes the U.S.'s top amateur athlete, Edwin Moses.
Sullivan Award?
Yeah, it's very, very...
We're here on our stage.
Well, actually, Edwin Moses won it last year, so...
Oh,
in the NBA, Cleveland, Detroit, Boston, and the Clippers won their games. National Hockey League, just two bouts. Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh, and Edmonton got Buffalo. High school basketball ranking statewide, Miami Carroll City is still number one.
Yay!
In 4A, way to go, Carroll City. Other South Florida teams in the top 10, Northwestern is fifth, Jackson is eighth, Fort Lauderdale Dillard is ninth.
You started to sound like Nunzio.
Hey, Sonny, you mess with me, you're going to eat that microphone. Huh? College basketball still has St. John's in the top spot. Now, last night, the sporting event of sporting events, the Rock and Wrestling Connection on MTV between Hulk Hogan and Rowdy Ronnie Piper for the World Championship. Well, just to give you some idea of what happened, first of all, everybody was there. Joe Piscopo, Danny DeVito, Jackie Stude, Billy Squire, Cindy Lauper.
And guess who else showed up to wrestle?
Mr. T was there.
Yeah.
And what happened was things got out of control, and Piper and his gang attacked Cindy Lauper while Hulk Hogan was writhing in the on the ring floor. So Mr. T came out of the stands and came to the rescue. They battled it out. Police had to stop the match. And so it ended kind of undecided. There probably will be another one. We were in the locker room with the Y100 Sports Investigative Team after the match to interview Mr. T and Hulk Hogan. Here's about how it went.
Ain't no man hit no woman. I better the man hit no woman. Don't hit no woman. Ain't no man hit no woman. Come back here, fool. I pin the man hits a woman. I'll get your man.
It was a very active locker room, as you can see. Yes, the boys got excited. I can't wait for the rematch. This is Athlete's Foot. It's 7:02.
Y100, America's mega station, is on. WHYI, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, and the Palm Beaches.
Y100.
Thank you. Y100 706, and it is time for our Sunny Money song. Remember this tune, folks. Don't call now, but every time you hear it, later today, it's worth $100. Y100 with our Sunny Money song this morning. And Scandal and the Warrior. Don't call now, but every time you hear that now, from now on, throughout the day, it's worth a Y100 bill if you're the 100th caller. Scandal, the Warrior, remember that. Partly cloudy, high of 75. It's 66 in Miami and 67 at your number one, with another key to turn you on to for that Mazda RX-7 giveaway. This weekend, the Lowbrow Grand Prix. $17,000 car could be yours. Just listen for the Zoom and be the 100th caller. It's coming up on this morning's show, along with some Pointer Sisters tickets, too. Lots of goodies. Oh, yeah, right now, though, it's time for the first check on traffic. After the President's Day, let's see how the regular traffic's back to normal now. Here's Captain Y. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Sonny. Traffic's in real good shape right now. No reported accidents on the major roads in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, so drive carefully. That's traffic, 7-Eleven. I'm Captain Y.
Okay, word from Heine Wine coming up next.
Do you frequently fly? If so, you should be a Delta frequent flyer.
Even only.
You're on.
King, how do you know your service is outstanding?
Every month, we use an independent research company to survey customers from every store. We've been getting outstanding marks for our service.
King, any final thoughts?
Yes. At Tire Kingdom, we sell quality tires for less. Less than anybody. Did anyone get that woman caller's number?
All right, we got your number, though, when it comes to wine. Heine Wine, the best. The Florida wine, the flip-top can. Here with a word from Heine Wine. Would you welcome, please, Athlete's Foot.
Thank you, Sonny. As we've told you before, Heine Wine, the wine in the flip-top can made locally at the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Medley, is the wine of a thousand uses, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, thousand and one, if you get creative.
Right? That's right. Well, you can add that other one to your list thanks to one of the Heine Winery employees. It was discovered Friday evening last week that Heine Wine is great for your plants.
Oh, no. I can hear this coming.
This was discovered quite accidentally when one of the Heine pickers from the vineyard and his girlfriend were enjoying a little Heine in front of a fire in his trailer. Well, it seems to impress this young lady. He not only shared his Heine, but also had given her a lovely crocus plant.
Crocus?
Yeah, crocus plant. According to the employee, when the young lady left for the evening, she left behind one of the sprigs from her crocus plant. Without even thinking, he stuck the sprig of crocus in a half-empty can of Heine wine.
Oh, boy.
And as he said, I couldn't think of anything else to do with it, so I just stuck the crocus in my Heine to get it out of the way. Well, lo and behold, when he awoke the following morning, the crocus had grown to such proportions that it was next to impossible to get the plant out of his hiney. He said he had to pull and pull like crazy, but finally, after working with it back and forth, he got it out.
Right.
Yeah. It seems the wine made the crocus grow twice its normal size in a matter of just a few hours.
Amazing.
Somewhat miraculous, as a matter of fact. As the vineyard worker said, thank goodness I didn't leave the crocus in my hiney longer than I did. It would have taken four dock workers to get it out of my can. These, of course, are all direct quotes. You know?
Yes, of course.
Well, we're not guaranteeing results, but what can it hurt, right? So next time you have a plant that's just about to die, don't throw it out. Stick it in your hiney. And see if it doesn't flourish again.
Oh, yeah.
This little hint is yours, free from the Heine Winery in downtown Medley. Heine Wine, the wine that made Medley.
Heine in the morning, Heine in the evening,
Heine in the greenhouse, too.
Fertilizer.
Heine in the morning,
you always be mine. Oh, that's my Heine.
Why 100 instead of 19? Why 100, 722. Great song from Chicago. Good morning. Why 100? Yeah, Chicago, you're the inspiration. It's 7:26. Going to have news in just a second. Partly cloudy, high is 75, 66 in Miami, and 67 at Y100. We're trying to find out who it was that Paula Hawkins was reciting. She read Paula Hawkins, if you just got up, we were mentioning this morning, was given the honor of reading Washington, George Washington's farewell address in Washington yesterday. It's a once-a-year ritual.
Yeah.
And she read it in record time, too. But there's only two other people in the room.
That's probably why she read it so fast.
Right. There was nobody hardly there. So check out the story this morning in favor. because she had the honor. She carried on. Excuse me, hold on. Sonny Fox, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Bart. This is Florida, the other statesman calling.
Well, Mr. Pepper, how are you?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Bart. Here's you mentioning Florida Senator Paula Hawkins was reading Washington's farewell address yesterday in the Senate chamber.
Oh, yeah, there was only two other people in the room with her.
I know, I was one of them.
You were?
That's right. I've been having trouble getting some sleep here recently. I figure spending a half hour with Paula would put any man down for the count.
I see. Well, who's the other person there?
Well, I think he was a men's room attendant.
Why is that?
Well, he kept brushing my coat with a whisk broom and bugging me for a tip.
Oh, really?
I figure he was either the men's room attendant or an extremely neat wino.
Well, how did she do in her rendition?
Well, I suppose she did all right, you know, but, well, for me, actually, it just wasn't the same as when old George read it himself.
Oh, wait a minute. You were there?
Well, let me just tell you something, Bart. You know that famous painting of Washington crossing the Delaware?
Oh, yeah, right.
Well, if you look the third man from the left, you'll see my great-great-granddaddy, Fernando Pepper.
Fernando Pepper?
Yeah, well, his friends called him Chili for short.
Chili Pepper.
Yeah, stay with this, boy. It gets better.
Really hope so.
Now, where was that?
I don't know.
Oh, we were talking about Washington crossing the Delaware.
What was he doing crossing the Delaware, anyway?
Well, you remember the time Washington threw a dollar, silver dollar, across the Potomac?
Yeah.
Well, he did that over the Delaware, but it was his last buck. Well, he decided he better get over there and get it. That's why he's standing up.
Why is that?
That's so he could keep an eye where it landed.
Sort of cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, he damn near tipped the boat over on I told you to stay with this.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Where was I? Look, boy, I can tell I can't get nowhere with you. I got to get out of here. I got to go speak at the famous university, Pepperdine.
Pepperdine?
Yeah, they named it after me.
You? They named Pepperdine after you?
Yeah, right after I had dinner there once. As a matter of fact, it's the dedication ceremony. They're opening up a new currency storage unit there, naming it after me.
What's that?
They're going to call it the Peppermint.
Thank you.
Well, that's a good one. Yeah. I'll talk to you later, boy.
Real pepper and corn.
You could say that.
I did.
I knew I heard it somewhere.
Y100.
Airchecks.com.